Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yechiel Spira. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Mordechai Schnitzler, Le'ilui Nishmas Shoshana Bas Shmuel Yehuda.
Bava Metzia, Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara is a bit of explaining pshat in the din of the Mishnah. Mishnah says that Batzah Shtari Chayiv, if you're a mayor, the halacha is that if a hetz achrayis the chasev, you're not allowed to give it back. So the Gemara explains that the reason for this is that we're chayshish that maybe he wrote the shtar Bilves Bedisod, V'loi Lo Ba'at Tishrei, V'asi L'Bitra Fakucha Shalai Kedin. Gemara's Mazbir, that the reason why you can't get back a shtar is because we're worried that since the shtar had a defilo, the Gemara explains it's Isra B'defilo, we're choshish that it's not a good shtar, for the fact that the person wasn't Nizar, the Malva wasn't Nizar in the shtar. So therefore we're choshish that maybe the Halva wasn't given over B'shas with the Zman of the shtar, and really the Zman of the shtar what is the shtar is a shtar muktam, and it's going to be given from Bekuches from before this man of the Besir Tzashtar and from before this man of the Alvo. So Gemara has the kasha for the Mishnah Baba Basra. The Mishnah Baba Basra says that you'll write a shtar l'chatchilo. Why aren't we chayshish that maybe the shtar is not going to be given over right away? So the Gemara brings a tarot for Rav Asi. Abba Rav Asi, b'shtori hakdo. That the Mishnah Baba Basra says you can write a shtar. It's not a regular shtar. A regular shtar, you're not allowed to write without the Malva being there. You're not allowed to write a shtar. The din that the Mishnah says you're allowed to go write a shtar is only by a shtar yakda, and the Gemara explains the hosha b'nafshe. So the Gemara goes on to ask Im Kain, what's the pshat of their Mishnah? Why their Mishnah are we choshish l'chayir the halachas? You're not allowed to write it. You're not allowed to write the shtar until you see the halva. Right? Rashi says iachid the b'shtar the lava k'dol yavidu the katzel. Im Kain, ro alva is habayis. So what's the pshat of our Mishnah? So the Gemara says the evil fear of Asi was still chayshish, even though you can't write a shtar l'chatchilo, chayshish that maybe it happened, maybe the Edim wrote it, saw that the shtar shalai kedin, even though the Balva wasn't there, they saw that the shtar for the leiva aval pishayim Balva ibay, and therefore chayshish that maybe the shtar was given over right away, and the shtar booked them. So exactly what is a shtar akdo? It seems to be a machlekes rishonim. Rashi explains what does it mean b'shtar yakdo shabakdo the chosav be'ayoy bein yilve bein lo yilve yigva behed lo isis bad be'ayoy. But it sounds like from Rashi that you speak out the Farish that you be goyva, you're making a shibod bein yilve bein lo yilve, that even if you don't end up making the alva, you're goyva behed lo isis bad be'ayoy. So agav the receivers and similar tests of katni adal speaks out that it's poshet that you can't go the malve can't go ahead and say you made a shibod bein yilve bein lo yilve. And therefore, I want you to pay me up, and I'm not giving you the alva. He says that with the shtar akda, it's poshut that the malva is b'chuyiv, even though he's chayiv, the leiv is chayiv, beid yilva, beid yilva, but the malva is b'chuyiv to give him the alva. He could be teveah for the malva, the alva. It's nichol on the kinyan over here that I'm going to pay you back, but you have to give me the alva. I'm going to pay you back whether you give me the alva or not, but you're b'chuyiv to give the alva. I ain't shopping in the sivis. He brings from the rivash, he's b'dayik in the rivash, that you can't go b'chuyiv from the alva, and then go and be grave in the Shibud. But the Ramban explains in Rashi. The Ramban explains that what Rashi means to say, does not mean that he spoke it out beferish. The Ramban says that what a shtar akdo is, brings from the Rif, it means that you made a kinyan chalipa, that you're being mishabed yourself. And therefore says the Ramban, that if you would have wrote in beferish in the shtar, bein yilva, bein lo yilva, you wouldn't need to make a kinyan. You could be mishabed yourself with the shtar. Why are you making a kinyan? So it says there about Elamai, a shtar hakno is a regular shtar. The only difference between a shtar hakno and a regular shtar is that you made a kinyan. And the umdana, the svara, is that when a person makes a kinyan, stum in the milsa, the das of Bnei Adam is that he's being meshabed himself right away. Now the Rosh over here brings the riff, that the riff is before they need a kinyan, and he says he doesn't understand why they need a kinyan. What's the isafa of the kinyan over here? L'chayra, the koil is nase ide ashtar. So imkain, why do we need a kinyan? So he said. Therefore, he says that hanochan is like Rashi, and he understands in Rashi not like the Ramban that shtar akno has nothing to do with the kinyan. You just have a shtar that you make a shibud bein yilva bein lo yilva. You're riding the shtar that you've ahead. You're being mishabi yourself whether you make alvar or not. And the Rosh speaks out that in a regular shtar, the koil is only when the kinyan ashtar is made. When you give over the shtar, when you make a mesiris ashtar. The fact that you wrote a shtar doesn't make a koil. The koil is only when you have a mesiris ashtar. So that's why in a regular shtar, the shibud can only be chal when the mesiris ashtar, when you actually give over the shtar. Even if you didn't yet give over the shtar, says the Rosh, since you meshabed yourself, even if you're not being malveh, it's a milsa the tmiya, and people hear about it, even without a besivus hashtar, just with the besivus hashtar alone, people hear about it, and therefore there's a koil, and therefore you become a shubid right from the time of the besivus hashtar. So it comes out, we have a machlokes Ramban and Rosh, what a shtar akna is, and the Ramban holds that Rashi means like him, and the Rosh understands Rashi differently. And the Rif is clearly like the Ramban, and the Rosh argues, says not like the Rif, and he learns up in Rashi like him. That the Rif and the Ramban, that's Rashi, also learns that a shtar akna is a regular shtar that you made a kinyan, and that's what's making the Sheba. The kinyan is what's making the Shibud. And that kinyan, and it's talking about even if you weren't mafarish, stum and the milsi have a Shibud. And the Rosh says shtar akna has nothing to do with any kinyanim. Shtar akna is just a shtar, like Rashi's Pashas Mashma, that you spoke out the fairish of the shtar, you being mishav yourself, bein ayim, bein yilva, bein la yilva. And the reason why it's chal right away is because it's a koil. Even though a regular shtar with a ksiva doesn't have a koil, such a shtar, it's a milsa the tmiya, that people, that to be beshab yourself without any alva, so therefore there's a koil that goes out right away. And the Mamshif over here on the Rosh, he says, he doesn't understand the Rosh. How could, very good is a koil, but a shiba, besides for a koil, also needs to have something, the shiba should be chal. How's a shiba chal? A shiba needs to either have alva, or that you have a kinyan shtar, by writing a shtar is nothing. Writing a shtar doesn't make kinyanim. If you moisture the shtar, that would have been able to make a shibur. But when you kites of a shtar and didn't make any alva, we're the shibur. This is a koil, doesn't make a shibur. You need to have something that's chal shibur, and you also need a koil. But writing a shtar, asked the Ram Shif, is not something that can make a shibur. And if you look at the Ramah and Simon Lamites Chaf Gimel, he brings a similar din to this halacha that was talked about now, that if someone writes beferish in the shtar, that he's being mishabed himself, the halacha is that it's chal shiva me'ayoyim. He's bringing it from Iran and Ksuba Staf Yitesim and Beis. But if you look in the Goin, on this halacha, in Oy Samach Beis, the Goin is betzayin to air Rashi with air Rosh, that this is also Makarta Din of the Ramah. And the Shach over there, on this Ramah is betama. How could it be such a thing? The same question that the Ram Shif is this Kasha on the Rosh. And how could this be? Where's the Kinyan being chal? What does it help if there's a koil? Where's the Kinyan? Where's the Chaloy Shibud? How could the Chasim become a Shubid by merely just writing a Shtar? So the Tumim over here in Tzibin Lamatas, it's of Katuch of Gimel, he says that we have later on in the Gemara, Yisrael from Abaya says, Eidav b'chasum av zachanoi. The idea that Eidim's Chasime, Ke'ilu there's a Besirus Ashtar, the Eidim with their Chasime are Zeiche in the Shtar for the Malveh. And it's Ke'ilu the Leib was Meisir the Shtar for the Malveh. That's Abaya's Yisrael. And he's Chaylikar of Asi, and he holds that even by a shtar that's not a shtar akna, once you give over the shtar, the shibud's chal from the time you sign it. Now, Tosfos on Daf Chaf explains that this din is only a din derabbanon. It's not a deraisa to kesvara. Eidim chasuv of zachaloi. It's not midaraisa. It's midarabbanon. Midaraisa, in order to have a kinyan shtar, you need to be meiseret. You have to actually give it over to the malve. That we have a klal of eidim chasuv of zachaloi is a din derabbanon that derabbanon was mesakin. And the Marsha over there on Tosfos, he says that Tosfos says it's only Drabbanon, that's in Rablezer. That's in Rablezer that holds Eid of Asir Karsi, so how does the Eid of Chasubav work? So that's a Din Drabbanon. Masha Eid Kain, later Meir, the Meir holds Eid of Chasima Karsi, that you don't need Eid of Asir when you give over a star, as long as it was Eid of signed in the star, that alone makes the star. You don't need to have Eid of watching the Asir Sashtar. So therefore, says the Marsha, that Im Kain, later Meir, it's going to be a Deraisa. So ask the Tumim, where does the Marsha get this from? Where does the Marsha get that Eidim Chasumim is a deraiso? We see in our sugyo that Rav Asi seems to argue in the din of Eidim Chasumim Zachaloi. Rav Asi holds that by a regular star, the Shibud is not chal b'shas when you write the star. Only by a star, no, a regular star, the halacha is that until you boise the star, the Shibud is not chal. So it seems that Rav Asi doesn't hold it as far. So where did the Marsha get a pshitos that it's pasha, the late Ramayim is a din of Eidim Chasumim Zachaloi in deraiso? So it says the Tumim that Rav Asi is also moided to the din of Eidim Chasuv of Zachaloi. Even by a regular star, Be'etzem, there's a din of Eidim Chasuv of Zachaloi, and really, everything should be Chal Miyad. He says that the Rav Asi argues in Abaya and says that technically the Shibud is only Chal with the Mesirus, only because he holds that until the Mesirus Ashtar, there's no Koil. Till the Mesirus Ashtar, there's no Koil. And therefore, he says, even though there's a Kinyan Shtar right away with the Chasima, because of Eidim Chasuv of Zachaloi, just like Abaya, but the Koil could only be Chal later. So therefore says the Tumim, Im Kain, it's this Yashiv, the Rosh Vipshitas. The whole noise of the Rosh from beginning to end is just, where's the coil? Once the Rosh establishes that a Shtar Akna has a coil, then it's Pasha that the Shiva will be Chal Miyad. because you have the din of Eidah v'chasub of Zachaloi. And therefore, the koil's nasa miyad, and you have a bias din of Eidah v'chasub of Zachaloi. This L'chayra comes out l'fi zeh, that l'fi how the tumas are standing the Rosh, the lomnis of Rav Asi Shtarakno is working with the lomnis of Eidah v'chasub of Zachaloi. And we'll see later on, the next noise that it'll come out, that it won't have the take of, if there's any milus of Shtarak Na over the din of Eidah v'chasub of Zachaloi, the feet of Rosh, it won't be Shaykh. You'd have to say that Shtarak Na is the same darga as Eidah v'chasub of Zachaloi. There was another machaikis Rishonim about the din of Shtarak Na. Pashtis, Rashi, the Ramasal HaNicha later on in the Amud. And the passage of the Gemara is that the shtarak, no, the shibud is chal miyad. You don't have to give over the shtar at all. You don't need to give over the shtar at all. Once you write the shtar, the shibud is chal. Even if you never end up giving over the shtar, it's chal. Even though the Gemara says by Eidah v'chasub of Zachaloi that if you didn't end up giving it, it's not chal. The din of Eidah v'chasub of Zachaloi that the shibud could be chal miyad is only if you ended up giving over the shtar. Shtarak, no, is different. Shtarak, no, it's chal miyad. The Ramban brings from the Rabbeinu Hananel, and he brings a tshuva from the Rif, not like this. They say that the din of Shtar Akna is also just like Eidah b'chasub of Zachaloi. It only could be Chal v'Akna if at the end you ended up giving over the Shtar. Once you end up giving over the Shtar, then the Shibud is Chal Miyad from the time when you wrote the Shtar. But if you didn't end up giving the Shtar, says the Rif, says the Rabbeinu Hananel, that there's no din of Shtar Akna, it's just like Eidah b'chasub of Zachaloi. The Ramban asks, Imkain, we have a member of Shmuel and Daf Tezayin Rabbe says, someone that's Moitz Shtar Akna B'Shuk. The Halacha is he can give it back. And the Gemara explains that in a Shtar Akna, we're not Chayshah Shem Akasa Luvus Loi Lava. Why? Because he's Meshabin Nafshe. So even though we don't know for sure that he ever gave over the Shtar, maybe it was Kasa Luvus Loi Lava, the Gemara says, by Shtar Akna, we don't care. So ask the Ramban, how would the Rif learn this Gemara? So Ramban says, Behechrich, the Ramban's going to have to learn the Gemara, that it's talking about a case where he's Maideh. It's talking about a case where the Loive is standing there, and he's Maideh, that he gave over the Shtar, and he's saying, give over the Shtar, give him the Shtar, Maideh, it belongs to him. So therefore, even if it's not true what they're saying, but since right now he's saying to give the Shtar, so he's now making them a serious Shtar, so says the Ramban, that he'll have to learn the Gemara, the Hashibah Nafshi means, that by giving over the Shtar now, it's going to come out as the Shibah already before. And that's how he learns Agamar also. B'shtarak no da'ashab and nafshe. Chayr, that's how he's going to learn Agamar, that since there's a chayim ma'id over here, so therefore he's giving over the shtar. The Rabban asks, Im Kain, it's very shver. Chayr, the Gemara on Ar Amar later on wants to say that Shmuel could hold like a bay. Shmuel could hold of a bay instead of Eidah v'chasub of Zachaloi. Ask the Ramban, l'fid arif, the din of Shtarak Na is just the same thing as Eidah v'chasub of Zachaloi. So therefore, Abaya has the din of Shtarak Na on every single Shtar. So why does Shmuel say on after Zayin of Abayz that Amaitzi Shtarak Na b'shuk yachzer and we're not worried for Kasav Zilvus Lava, Da'ashav and Afshay? If he holds like Abaya, every Shtar is like that. If Shmuel is talking about Chayiv Moida now and he's giving over the Shtar now, he's not talking about a case of In Chayiv Moida like the other Rishonim learned Shmuel. He's talking about the Leiv is not standing here and he's not being Moida. But if you learn like the Rif is talking about Chayim Moideh, and anyhow you're being Moideh to give over the Shtar right now, so then why does he need a Dafka Shtar Akna? L'chayr will be Mukhrach from Shmuel that he doesn't hold like Abaya. He doesn't hold the Eidah v'chasub of Zachaloi, and that's why he needs Dafka Shtar Akna. And ask the Ramban, it's the first in our Gemara, the Gemara wants to say that Shmuel holds like Abaya. That Shmuel and Abaya could work out together nicely. And therefore he says, L'chayr, it's very shver to learn that Shtar Akna needs a Mesira afterwards. And the Ramban brings a teretz from a Reb Avrom. Brings a Reb Avrom, a different pshat, l'fi the Rif. That the Rif didn't learn the Gemara of Shmuel talking about Chayim Moideh. It's talking about Ein Chayim Moideh. Just the Gemara, when the Gemara says the Hashav and Nafshe, the Gemara means something else. The Gemara means that since a person wrote a Shtar Akna, we're not chayshish that someone would do something right, it's such a strong Shtar, a Shtar Akna that the Shabbat is chasim right away, and then not end up making the Alva. It's an umdana. The umdana is that poshet, that a person that makes a shtar akna will poshet and he'll go and give over the shtar right away. He won't wait. Regular shtar that didn't make such a strong shiba that he made a shiba ba'ayim. It's possible. person will wait around, you won't end up giving it. But a shtar aknah is a svar, is that I'll give it over right away. And a chanami, if it didn't give it over right away, it would be a problem. We assume that it gave it over right away. Rabban is very not happy with this pshat, his other kashas, and he asks, that l'chayro, why, if Rav Asi's chayshish, that maybe Edom signed the shtar shalai kedin, they signed the shtar without the malva standing there, they were kaiser shtar leiva, even though you're not lateral for your basi, for sure we should be chayshish that a shtar aknah, he wasn't meister right away, and therefore he's very not happy with the shikas harif, and he's machuya like Rashi, like the pashtis, that a shtar aknah does not need to have mesir shtaris, and it's different than the din of Edom v'chasuba of Zochamai. And this halacha that was saying that lefir of Asi, the halacha is that you're not allowed to write a shtar the loyve elam ke malve imay. The only time that the mishnah of Abbasra is matir to write a shtar kishay malve imay is only by a shtar akno. By a regular shtar, we're chayshish that he won't give it over right away, and therefore there'll be a problem of shtar muktam. So therefore, we can only do it when the malve is there. So Rashi explains that what does it mean that the malve is there? Rashi's mashma to be masal ihachi. Rashi says ela imke ro halvaas amoyz. You have to mamish see the halva, the edim, in order to sign on a shtar that's not a shtar aknah for your basid, they have to see the halva as samois. If you look at the Nemuki Yosef, Nemuki Yosef is b'dayik from the Rif, and he's b'dayik from the Rambam, and Hilchos Malva V'Loiva, Perek Chav Gimel, Halacha Hey, that they don't have to see the halva itself. It's enough that they see that the loiva gives the shtar to the malva, as long as there's a basir shtaris, that would make the shibud, and they don't have to mamish see the halva as mois. Rashi, for some reason, seems to hold that it wouldn't be enough. They have to see the Alvois Mois. Unless you matrik that Rashi means that they could see the Alvois Mois, or they could see the Mesiris Ashtar, one of the two. But the Pashtus, Rashi's Mashbah, need to see the Alva, and the Mkiyasis, Medayik, and the Rif, and the Rambam, not like that, that it's enough to see the Mesiris Ashtar. If you look in the Ritva says that the Gemara's Chshasher of Asi is very, very, he says, very Shver Chshash. It's halacha that you're not going to be close to the shtar l'loive elam ke malve imoy. So the Gemara comes along and he says that no, afal pikein v'chayshish when a shtar falls, that maybe he wrote it not, they did shleik it in. He said, how could you be chayshish that Edom did things shleik it in? That's the whole dumbness of shtaris. Everything is bunny on a chazaka that the Edom did everything it in. If v'chayshish that Edom do things shleik it in, then you don't have the whole din of shtaris. Of course, it's pasha that we have to assume that the Edom did it in. They didn't do things shleik it in. And therefore, the Ritva says that this whole Gemara that explains Pshat of Asi, this whole Gemara that speaks out, Afagav the story delavak no ki leka malva bahati lekasfina masisa kivin the nafal isulei v'chashin and ikri v'kasav. He says it's not a lashon of Gemara; it's a lashon of Rabbi Yudai Goyin. It's a lot of minds in this parak, the end of this parak that the Rishonim say are put in by Rabbi Yudai Goyin. He says this line is put in from Rabbi Yudai Goyin, and he argues on it. The Ritva argues. He says that's not the Pshat. It's not the Pshat of Asi. So what is the Pshat of Asi? The Ritva says a different Pshat. He says that is the halacha, the yinal b'kayitz v'shtar loy v'alp b'she'im al v'imoy, does not mean like the Rishonim assume, like Rashi's Mashbal, and we said over from the Yosef and the Rambam, that they have to actually see the alva, or have to actually see the Besirat Shtaris. It's not Mashbal like that. The halacha is, the malva has to be there. And once the malva is there, it's very l'shchiach that the alva and the Besirat Shtaris shouldn't happen right then. There's no din that they have to actually go see the halva. They just the halacha is that Edom can't sign in the shtar unless the malva is there. They can't go and give a shtar to the loive and let him go with the shtar and get halva, and he might end up getting the halva in a long time from now and give over the shtar a long time from now. But once the malva is there, you're allowed to do it. And Chazal weren't chayish that maybe it won't happen. As long as the loive and the malva are there, you're allowed to go and do it. And therefore says the Ritva that the chshash of Rav Asi is gufa this chshash. That once there's a reis of the nefila, we're chayshish that maybe that didn't happen. Maybe they wrote the malva was there b'shas tekshivas hashtar. We're not chayshish that they did shleik it didn't, that they wrote the shtar aloive even though the malva wasn't there. They wrote it when the loive and the malva were there, but maybe it so happened that they didn't end up giving the shtar over, they didn't end up making the alva till a later day, and therefore we're chayshish that maybe the shtar is booked them and you don't give it back. And the Gemara goes on, and the Gemara says, Abaya argues, and he says that it's not true. The din of the Mishnah of Abbasra, the reason why we're not chayshish for kasav lovas loy lava in the Mishnah of Abbasra, we're allowed to write a shtar loyva af b'shem al v'imoy, is because of a different reason. It's even talking about a shtar delavakna, and the reason is because of eidah v'chasuba v'zachaloy. V'afilu the shtar delavakna, Abaya says a chiddush that when you sign a shtar, When you sign a shtar, right then and there, the Edom automatically zeicha in the shtar for the Malveh, and the Shibud is chal right then. We said over from Tesis and Daf Chof that it's only the Rabbanon, and the Marsha adds that it's only in Reb Lezer, but in Reb Meir to the Raisa. There's a new din called Edom Achasu of Zachaloy, and that's the reason why we're allowed to write a shtar leloy ve'alt pishei Malveh, like the Pashas of a Mishnah. That's not Tafka talking about shtarak, no. And the Gemara goes Mam Shachon, and the Gemara comes out that Abai is therefore going to have to say Nupsha in the Mishnah. Now the Gemara says a lashon like this: Mishum the kashale kiva the amit b'shtari the lava knoki leisa the milva b'hadir like a svid and lekel meichas the ikri v'kasa. He says, like we just said over from the Ritva, that there's this very shver svara that Rav Asi has. Rav Asi has a svara that uchayshish, even though it's shalai kedin, was still chayshish. So therefore, Abaya didn't like Rav Asi's pshat. He didn't like Rav Asi's pshat. So Tosis the Rav Asi Mishum the kashale, he asks, what exactly is the Gemara trying to say over here? Abaya could very nice argue, he could hold like Rav Asi. He doesn't have to say either b'chasuv v'zachaloi. Let him hold like Rav Asi. Anyhow, Abaya learns that the pshat in our Mishnah is not like the chashash of Rav Asi. Anyhow, Abaya has to come on to a new pshat of chashir of the parayin, or like the Gemara says later after that, in chayim maidi, Abaya is anyhow going to have to say a new pshat in the Mishnah. So what is the Gemara speaking out that the reason why he says either b'chasuv v'zachaloi is because he had shver Abaya, Rav Asi's pshat in our Mishnah? What does that have to do with Pshat and Mishnah Bal Basra? It's a machlekes Rav Asi and Abaya Pshat and Mishnah Bal Basra. And Abaya and Aram Mishnah, anyhow, has to say a new Pshat. It's nothing to do with how he learns the Mishnah Bal Basra. So therefore, asks Tesis, what does the Gemara mean to explain over here? What is the Gemara saying? Because he doesn't like Rav Asi's Pshat in Aram Mishnah, that's why he learned a different Pshat in the Mishnah Bal in Bal Basra. So Tesis has a doichik in the Gemara. Tesis is madchik that the Gemara is saying two separate things. The Gemara is just saying that Abaya didn't like Rav Asi. So Marsha asks, Where did the Gemara see that Abaya didn't like Rav Asi's pshat? Abaya didn't say he doesn't like Rav Asi's pshat. Abaya learned a different pshat in the Mishnah Bal Basra. Had he held like Rav Asi, maybe he would have held Rav Asi's pshat. What's the Gemara trying to explain over here? Where did the Gemara see that Abaya doesn't like Rav Asi's pshat? So there's another pshat in the Rishonim similar to Tosfos, and they say that the pashtus of the Mishnah Bal Basra is like Abaya. Now, the reason why Rav Asi came along and he said that the Mishnah is only talking about Shtar Akda is because he wanted to say a pshat in Aram Mishnah. The reason why Rav Asi came along and said that Mishnah is only talking about Shtar Akda, but a regular Shtar, you're not letting it right, and therefore, by a regular Shtar, not like Abaya, a regular Shtar does have a chash of Kosis Lilis Vaylov, and that's why you can't write it. He Guva was trying to explain pshat in Aram Mishnah, that's the chash of Aram Mishnah. So that was the whole point of Asi's Chiddush to argue on Abaya. The reason why Asi's arguing on Abaya is to say Pshat in our Mishnah. So the Gemara over here is explaining that the reason why Abaya didn't say like Rav Asi is because any hour of Abaya held that even the fear of Asi's whole Pshat, his whole Deichik, in the Mishnah of Abaya, still he didn't like his Pshat in the Mishnah of Abaya. So therefore, Abaya had no reason to come and say Rav Asi's Pshat in the Mishnah. Therefore, you can learn the Mishnah of Baba Basra Kipshutai, that you can write any shtar, but he had no point in saying that Tafka talking about a shtar akda and a regular shtar, there is a chashash kosis lilis v'leilava, because he held that anyhow you wouldn't be able to learn that chashash of our Mishnah, because im kain, we wouldn't be chashash to eat him sarn shalai kedin. So that's how the Ramban, the Rajva, that's how they explain pshat in this lashon of Mishum de Kashle, but they speak out this Gemara over here is Rabbi Yudai Gain's lashon also. So Rabbi Yudai Gain's lashon, and they don't understand why I need to say this. What's the point? They're explaining his lashon. This is what he means, but they don't understand what's a big tzayrich to explain. Abaye was chaylik. He held the Eidah Chasuv of Zachaloi. They didn't understand exactly why I needed to say it. And the Marsha, the Kabbalah, he says that Rashi seems to say not like this. Rashi seems to say, Rashi in Divrei Matzah Abaye, Omar Rashi at the end of the Rashi says, "Av hashta the tran koisvin chashirin do makasal zloy lava." So Rashi seems to explain the Gemara's lashon of Mishum the Kashale that l'fi Abaya something's good. L'fi Abaya you could have pshat, and the Marshal already says the Divrei Rashi is mugumgamin. What does Rashi mean? L'fi Abaya anyhow you have to say a whole new pshat in our Mishnah. What Tesis asks, what is Rashi seems to not hold of Tesis kasha? How could he argue with Tesis kasha? If you look at the Bach seems to say a pshat tzorichin in the kavod of the Bach. But the Marsha says that the Pshat in Rashi is as follows. He says that the Gemara is saying Mishum the Kashale, the Gemara it's a Hemshech. You have to go weiter. The Gemara then goes and asks the Kasha that what's the Pshat in the Mishnah that Kiti Noshim Shechuri Avodim Daitki Matonim V'Shoivir Nalach is, and I'll give it back because we're scared that maybe he didn't end up giving it. So the Gemara asks, on a bayi, v'chinimach aleim I have, v'al amit eidu v'chesuvim zachaloi. And the Gemara answers, hanimi leheichat gemat l'yodei, avheichat leimat l'yodei loyamrin. And that eidu v'chesuvim zachaloi has to have a mesira. So it says to Barashah, that the way, how Rashi learned the Gemara was, it's one big hemshech, that a bayi had shver these mishnais. This mishnah, matzikit yadashi churei avon daitik yamaton v'shoivim, let's take the case of shoivar. The case of shoivar, the fear of asi, you're not allowed to write it. You're not allowed to write a shoivar if there was taka no peroin achayv, if they didn't see the peroin achayv. The same way you're not allowed to write a star, the malva afal pishe, the loy vaaf pishe malva imay. So the fear of asi, the only time you can write such a star is only with a star akna, with a shoivar of a star akna. And therefore, what's the chash that maybe didn't give it over? Who cares if he gave it over or not? Mashekin let fi abaya, that's the Gemara's fearing guy. Gemara explains, fi abaya, you need to have a mysterious stars at the end. So if he never ended up giving it back, over here we're talking about in chayiv moedis, not saying you should give it back to him. So if you never ended up giving it over, the halacha is you should have to be chayshish that maybe Taka didn't end up giving it over. So the Gemara is explaining that the Mishum the Kashalei doesn't go back on Aram Mishnah like Tosis understood. Mishum the Kashalei is that he doesn't understand how Rav Asi is going to learn the Mishnah that the Gemara brings Vayter. That's the Marashah's Pshat that we learned in Rashi. If you look in the Gois on the Ramban from Rav Issa Zalman, Rav Issa Zalman's Ma'ir on the Marashah, that we see from the Rishonim that this Lashon of Mishum the Kashalei is the Lashon of the Goin added in. And Elah de Tanan is part of the Gemara. So it's very hard to learn that Mishum the Kashalei and Elah de Tanan is one big Hemshech. Pashi, after the Mishum the Kashalei is one thing, where the Tosis and the other Rishonim learned. And then the Gemara is a new kash on Abaya, because the Gemara didn't know yet that Abaya holds you need to be matal yodeh. And the Gemara asks a new kash on Abaya. It's very short to learn like the Marashah that it's one big hemshech that the divrei agoin that he inserted in the Gemara and the divrei Gemara atzmai is one big hemshech. The Gemara goes on and the Gemara says that lefi Shmuel, if Shmuel wants to go like Abaya, Shmuel's going to have to learn pshat in the Mishnah because she'ein chayim moedeh. It's talking about. But he's not moide. He's not talking about where he's moide. So the Gemara asks, if he's not moide, why by im by achrayis achasim could you give it back? Why daf by yish by achrayis achasim? Even by im by achrayis achasim should also not be able to give it back. So the Gemara says, Shmuel etayme. The Omer Shmuel, Omer ha'yir ameir shtar chayiv she'im by achrayis achasim in a goy ve'loy me mishabdi v'loy b'nei chori. The Gemara says, Amar dike chiddush, a member from Shmuel, that a shtar chayiv she'im by achrayis, if you're a mayor, you can't be goy ve at all. Since you didn't write a Shiva Nechasim in the Shtar, so even though Pashas, we would say, even though you don't have a Shiva Nechasim, you can't be Goyve from the Kuchas, but you can still be Goyve from the Leiva himself, says the Gemara, Oymar Eber Meir, that no, you can't, says Shmuel Chiddush, that fear Meir, you can't be Goyve at all. The Taisvis, on Amit Beis, in Divir Masl, Divir Akol, Toich Dvarov, Taisvis explains the Svara, the Kivon Shemachal HaShiba, Titi Meichel HaShiba, the Gabadol Kuchas, Machal Gama Karen, you Meichel the Karen also. It sees for the Pnei Yeshua, he understands Tosis means Kipshutai, that he was Meichel the whole Chayiv. It's a Svara, since we see he didn't care about getting a Shiva, if he would have wanted the Chayiv, he would have made a Shiva Nechasim. Since we see that the person didn't make a Shiva Nechasim, must be he doesn't care about the Chayiv, and therefore we say he was Meichel the whole Shiva. He's Meichel the whole Chayiv. That's possible, it doesn't mean Mamish that he was Meichel. It could be it's similar to the Busik that we have, that a Shtar Chayiv is such a thing as a Chayiv Sholinit in the Para. That he can't be teveir. Of course, the person owes him money, but I can't be teveir from you. If the person wants to pay up, he'll pay up. It won't be a matana, but you can't be teveir. Maybe that's what Taisis means. It's a little funny to say someone made a halva, he doesn't want to get paid up at all. He's being meichel the whole halva. So, Archean, exactly what Taisis means. Or maybe Taisis, kavana means he's meichel the shtar, the din of the shtar, but of course he's still chayiv. So, Archean, the pleishua pashas mashi, not the Taisis, that he's meichel the chayiv. He's not chayiv in the chayiv anymore. Very interesting svar that since someone didn't write Shiva Nechasim, he's Meichelim the whole Chayiv. But if you look at Rashi, on a base of Matzal in a Goyve, Rashi explains, the Shtara, the Loi Shiva Be Nechasim, Lav Shtarahu. The Hava Kamil Val Pet, Vishain of Eidim. Rashi clearly argues on Taisvis. And Rashi says that a Shtar that doesn't have Shiva Nechasim is not a Shtar. It's not a Shtar. So the Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rajba, they come to explain this idea. What's a svara? What's the svara of Rashi that a shtar she'im achrayis achasim is not a shtar? And the Ramban explains, he adds a few more words. He says, V'hai, kiven the lab maisa shtar ka'ovid, lav shtar shal malvahu. It's not a shtar shal malvahu. It's not a maisa shtar. This is not called a maisa shtar. Tzarech bir, exactly, what's the kavana of this Ramban? What's the pshan of this Rashi? So Rav Shlomo Hyman, in Kitten Simon Dalid, Rav Shach, and Rabbi Ezri and Gerushin, Perek Alav Loch of Dal, they both explain Al Pi Reb Chaim. It's a famous Shtikel Torah for Reb Chaim and Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam Shita is, Rambam says that Shtaris are only midere seifrim, midereisa shtaris are bipik savam, bipiam like pik savam. We can't use the edus of a shtar midereisa, but it's not a real edus. The edus has to be in bezdin, mipiv. You can't write an edus miksav. And the Rishonim on Kasha and the Rambam, how could the Rambam say such a thing? What happened? There's a lot of shtaris that work in the Torah. Shtar get, shtar kedushin, it's the deraisa shtaris. How could the Rambam say that the whole din of shtaris is drabbonon? So Reb Chaim in Hilchas Eidus Perek Gimel Loch Adal, Reb Chaim explains to Shitas HaRambam that the Rambam is only talking about shtari raya, shtar that you're just using for an Eidus, just for a raya that something happened. That the Rambam holds that's called mipik savam. But a shtar kinyan, a shtar that you're doing, you're making something with, that's a shtar. That's a chiddush of a parish of shtaris. That's a whole different thing. It's not just an Eidus that someone's writing. If they're just writing an Eidus on an uvda that happened, an Eidus a shtar raya on alva, a shtar raya on a matana. That says Reb Chaim, that's just an Eidus. That's Eidus and that's Patzel. It's Bipik Savam. But if they're making a Shtar Kinyan, they're making a Get. That's going to make a Gerushin with the Shtar. Making a Shtar Kedushin, they're making a Shtar Kinyan. Or L'chayr, even a Shtar Alva possibly, which is making a Chaloy Shibur Alva. A Chaloy Shibur Nechosim. It's making a Chaloy. That's a Shtar Kinyan. And that says Reb Chaim, that Pashit, even the feet of Rabbam, that's Din of a Shtar. That's not called, that's not Nichol on the problem. Bipim by Bipik Savam. That Shtar, even the feet of Rabbam, is a Deraisa. So the Reb Shach and Reb Shloimeh, they want to say that this is the kavod of these Rishonim. The Rishonim are saying that if you don't have any Shibud in the Shtar, all it is a regular Shtar Raya. And Reb Meir holds that a regular Shtar Raya is not a Shtar. Even Midrabanan, not like the Ram. The Rambam says it's the Rabbanan a Shtar. We hold like, not like Reb Meir. So Al-Kapanah Midrabanan is a Shtar. But Reb Meir holds that a Shtar that doesn't have a Kinyan in it, just a Shtar Raya Ba'alma, doesn't have a Shibud. It's not a Shtar Sheish by Shibud, so there's no Kinyan. It's the Shtar Raya Ba'alman Alvar. Reb Meir holds that such a Shtar is not a Shtar at all, even Midrabanan. It doesn't work at all. So I heard from Simcha, it's a little shver to say this in these Rishonim. It's going to come out Lefi Zeh that Reb Meir does not hold of Shtari Raya. That's Tam, a special Allah over here, Shtar Sheima Yachrayas Dechazim. Every Shtar Raya on a Matana. We don't find anywhere in Shas. Reb Meir argues on all these types of Shtars, right? There's a lot of Shtari Raya in the Sugis HaShas. And we don't find anywhere that Reb Meir argues. For them, L'chayr, it's going to come out that any time the Rambam holds a Shtar as a Drabonon, Reb Meir is going to argue on that Shtar. Because that's not a Shtar, that's Bipiyam Vayit Big Savam. L'chayr, it's a big Chiddush to say such a thing. So I heard from Simcha, he wanted to say a different Pshat in this Ramban. Al Pi, Rashi in Gittin Daf Ayin Alf, Amid Alef, and the Ramasav Loi Bipik Savam. Rashi over there explains that the reason why a regular Ashtar is not, does not have the problem with Piyam Loi Pik Savam is because it's Urchei Bahachi, it's the Derech. It means there's a parish of Shtaris, and there's such a thing called the Avis Piksav. Avis Piksav is possible, but there's such a thing called Ashtar, and that's a Derech. There's a way how people document certain things. If you document it in the Ashtar, a Derech, you document Shtaris, that goes into the parish of Shtaris. So therefore, you could learn the Rishonim, but the Rishonim just mean to say, Rashi and the Rabbani just mean to say that since a person didn't write a Chayas Tachasim, this is not the way you document Halva. It's not the derech for people to document Halva. A Shtar Raya on a Mecca, on a Matana, normal, you make a Shtar Raya, so that's considered a Shtar. Masha'inkin over here by Halva, this is not the derech that someone writes a Shtar on Halva. So all he's doing is he's asking Adam to please sign the names of the Banim to be an Eidus on what happened. That's not called a Shtar. Shtar has to be is totally in the way people make it, in the Derech of people making it. And therefore, since over here you don't have that Derech, it's going to have the problem of EPM, like Big Seven. It's not going to have the Din and the Toikif of a Shtar. So the Gemara explains that even though we're talking about a case of Ein Chayim Moideh, and the Gemara explains that the reason why by Ein by Achrayis Techasim, the reason why the Halach is you can give it back is because anyhow we can't be Goyver with it. Because Reb Meir holds that a shtar she'im be'achrayis techasim can't be given a period with. So the Gemara asks, so exactly why are you giving it back? It's worthless. You just throw it in the garbage. Why are you giving it back? What are you giving it back for? So the Gemara says, Abra Abdas Barishi Lotzal Pitzu Chutzay. That the Malva could use it. He could use it the paper to stuff up his bottles, not to use it as a shtar, but he could use the paper, giving back the paper. So the Gemara asks, so why are we giving it back to the Malva? We should give it to the Loive. Why do we assume that it's the Malva's? So the Gemara says, that the Loive, he's saying, Loyidvar Ma'ilam. The Loive is saying that it never happened to Alva, it's not his shtar, which it seems from the Gemara. The Gemara is saying that the Loive is not tiny, cost of Lilvis Loy Lava. Loive is not tiny, other tinies. The Loive is tiny that he doesn't know the shtar at all, Loyidvar Ma'ilam. And the shtar is a shtar mezuyif. And therefore, he's being moided that it belongs to the Malva, that the Malva was the one that was beside the shtar, it's his paper. So Rashi explains. Rashi explains clearly that the Gemara, the chashash is that he's tining mezuyifu, and Rashi asks the kasha, "V'mtoymer is kaim b'chesama." There's a whole chashash mezuyif, so we have a etza. Let's go be mekaimit. Go, let's go see if the signatures are mezuyif or not. So Rashi says that no, kivin shenafal israelay, v'amridam et neisha pasal hayal in izar u'mehem nidan leila hay. We believe the loybet's mezuyif since it's a raised than a filo. The Rishonim, the Rambam, the Rashi, they all ask him, Rashi, what type of business is this? The Chayra, Edom is standing here, and they're saying that this is Derek Savyad. Bring in Edom, and the Edom will say, this is Derek Savyad. What does it mean, Nafal Israel? There's clear Edom on that's Derek Savyad. So if you look at Taisus later on, Taisus brings that, no, that with a raised and a filo, maybe we can be Chayshish, even if they're saying it's Derek Savyad. He brings the Gemara and Baba Basu, Daf Kuf Samach Zayin, where the Gemara brings down a story like this, that Edom thought it was Derek Savyad. The person did such a good job being Mizayeth, that they thought it was Derek Savyad, and they said it's Derek Savyad, and really it wasn't. So says Taisus that maybe that's the pshat in this chash, that with the raised in a fila, and the loiv is tining mezuyif, there's such a strong chash ziyof, that with chash, that even the kiyim won't work. And they're trying to bring down this gemara, so they're not happy with this pshat. But this is the pshat of Rashi, and this is how Taisus Bayaz comes out. And Kiva Eger says that L'chayu, we could answer different teretz, to Rishonim's kasha. And maybe the reason why we don't give it back is, he says, Ein echadami, the Rishonim are right. Now, if Edom come into Bezin and they say, yes, these are chasimis, that just because there was an race in a fila, that's not going to make us be choishish, that maybe it's mezuyif. But Rabbi Kivager and Kitten on that base says that the Torah brings the Simen Mem Vav, Hilchas Kiyim Shtaris, he brings from Rabbi Shir Goyin, that there's a different way of Kiyim. The Gemara's report is another way of Kiyim. It's called Dimyan Chasimis. There's a Pashto way of Kiyim that two Edom come in and they say this is Er, either the Edom themselves, they say this is Er Ksavyad, or other Edom come in and say this is, yeah, we know this is their handwriting. But there's another way of Kiyim is that we have a Shtar signed by these Edom and we take these two Shtaris and we look at the Chasimis and we see if they're Doime and then we know that it's a good Shtar. Says Rav Shira Goyin that Kiyim is a Kiyim Drabbanon. That's not, we can't be Seimich, there'll be Chash Deraisa, we can't be Seimich. And the place can bring in certain cases where there's Chash Deraisa of Ziyuf. You can't use this type of kiyum. So says Rav Kivager im Kain, we could say that the Nafal Israelay makes us have a chash deraisa. Well, a regular shtar is only the drabbanon. We're not chashish b'deraisa that's mezuyif. But maybe with a raised and a fila, we're chashish b'deraisa. So therefore, says Rav Kivager, that's why we can't go and give it back. Because if we give it back, we're not going to know that it fell. He's going to come a few days later and talk bezdin, and he'll be mekayim the shtar like they did in chasimis. And meanwhile, we have a chash deraisa over here that maybe it's mezuyif, and that the dimni chasibis is not going to help to take care of that problem. So therefore, says Rabbi Kivager, maybe we could say a pshat in this gemara, I'll pee this tour, and the Rishonim's kasha won't be shver. We don't have to say like Taisus says that we're chayshish even when Edom come in and say that it's their handwriting. Still, we're going to be chayshish. There's another mahalach in the gemara. Taisus discusses it by us. But in the Raja brings it down from B'Shem the Ri, and Taisus in Ksubis and Daftali Beis of a Beis also brings down this Mahalach and B'Shem Rebbe, which is the Ri over there. And they say, and the Shitas HaRi is that we have Halacha of Kiyum Shtaris is only when the Loiv is there and saying that it's Mezuyif. If the Loiv is not there and tining it's Mezuyif, we're just going to be going from Lekuches that don't know if it's Mezuyif or not. We're going to be going from Yisayimim that don't know if it's Mezuyif or not, says the Ri, we're not choishish, but the Raisa, we're not choishish v'ziyif. Only if the loiv is tining mezuyif, then we're choishish. But if you could go over to Lekuches, you can be going from Yisayimim, says the Ri over there, the halacha is, we're not tanidim then mezuyif, we don't make a tanidim mezuyif, and the halacha is, you can be going without kiyim. And the Raja brings, and Pesach and Ksubis brings, that there's a Rai from Ergamara. There's a Rai from Ergamara. He has this problem, he has the Rishonim's problem in Ergamara. If the person is tining mezuyif, what's the problem? Anytime he's going to go be goybe, he's automatically going to have to need kiyum. Even if he's goybe from Lekuchas and Yisayimim, he'll have to need kiyum. So says the Ri, it's mukhrich from this Gemara that you don't tie in mezuyah for Yisayimim and Lekuchas. And therefore, it's very poshit when you're going to go take the shtar and you're going to go try to be goybe, you're going to go and you're going to be goybe from Yisayimim and Lekuchas. Be goybe from Yisayimim. And the bed is not going to be matzuch you a kiyum. So that's the reason why when we have a race in a field where there were chayshish from Mizuyath, over there, that's why we can't give it back, because we're chayshish that you're going to go be going from the same in Lekuchas. But Taisus in Ksubis over there, Taisus by us, Taisus in Gittin Daf Beis, all the Rishonim and Ramban, Raj, Ritva, all in Gittin Daf Tes, they all argue on this Ri. They all hold that it's not true, it's poshit, Leishavkis Chayil Choberia, it's poshit that you make it Taninim for your same in Lekuchas. There's no such thing. And they argue and they read, and therefore they have to say different pshat in our Gemara. They say they have to say different pshat in the Gemara. They bring rias from other Gemaras. And that there's no such halacha. It's pashit that you make a taninon for the Yusayim and the Kuches, and they argue with the Rizvar. The Rizvar is that maybe you don't make a taninon on things that aren't Shriach. You don't make a taninon on things that aren't Shriach. And some the Rishayin cases bears holds of this svar. He just holds that mezuyif apple picking you make a taninon. He says it's pashit that we're gonna have to make a taninon to mezuyif, and therefore they can't learn the pshat of the Ri in Ergamar. So we so far have three pshatim in Ergamar. We have Rashi with Taisvis that were chayshish with mezuyif even b'makom kiyam. We have Rabbi Kvegar say safa that maybe only b'svar chayshish that maybe gonna end up being mekayim with dim chasimus, and then we have the Ri that were chayshish. Well, chayish is that you're going to be given when we say melakuchas without kiyum. The halacha is you gave from them without kiyum. And here that there's a raise in the filo. We're very chayish that it's bezuyif, and we don't want that. We don't want you to be given from you saving melakuchas. Now there's another pshat. There's a fourth pshat in the Rishayim. The Rabban, the Rajbo, they say a different pshat in the Ergamar. They say that in a chanami, the person standing up there and he's saying mezuyif. But afal pikein, since it's a raise in the filo, we're chayish that maybe it was kasa lovas v'loy lava. We're chayshish that maybe that's not really what happened. It wasn't mezuyif. Really what happened was, it was that he wrote the shtar. He just never ended up giving it over. And the reason why he's saying mezuyif is because he doesn't remember, says the Ramban. Milslei rabi la de inish lava daite. He doesn't remember that he once wrote a shtar. The alvod never ended up happening. And he didn't remember that he once took Adam and he signed Adam on the shtar. And therefore he's saying it's mezuyif. He doesn't remember. Or says Rabbi, maybe the reason why he's saying mezuyif, even though it's kasas lovas v'loy lava, is because he's scared that Bezit's not going to believe him. They're not going to believe him that he wrote a shtar and didn't give it over. If he says mezuyif, they'll believe him. But really, reason why we don't give back the shtar is not because of mezuyif. We're not worried about mezuyif. Like mezuyif, we have kiyum. Well, anyhow, we're going to have to make a kiyum on the shtar when it comes to be goyve. Well, worried is we're worried about a chashash of kasas lovas v'loy lava. And the Rajba adds that maybe that's nichlal in when he's saying vayadvar me'olam, nichlal in that maybe is also nichlal tain of kasas lovas v'loy lava. Now the problem with this pshat is, and the Shainim explained, that kasav lovas v'loy lava is not a reason. If the taina that we're worried about is kasav lovas v'loy lava, then we have the Gemara's kasha. Why are we giving it back the shtar to the malva? We should give it to the loive. If the reason why we're not giving it back is we're chayshish a tzad of kasav lovas v'loy lava, then we should give it. Then doesn't go to the malva. The whole reason why it's going to the malva is because we assume that the taina is a taina's bezuyif. The taina is a taina's bezuyif. Then the Gemara says very good. It should go to the malva. So this, the Rishayim explain, the Ramban, the Rashba, they explain that Seif Dover, the person, is not tying in Kasav Lovas V'loy Lava. He's saying that the Shtar, Lo Yehi Yedvar Me'olam, it's not my Shtar. Now, where does Chayshish for Kasav Lovas V'loy Lava? But he says, if someone comes along and someone comes and says, this is my Shtar, and the other person says, it's not my Shtar, where does Chayshish that really, maybe it is, that you don't give the person the Shtar? We're not going to go and allow the person to go be Goyve. We're not going to allow the person to go be Goyve with the Shtar, but so Chayshish that it's like it in. But when we have a shtar that you can't be given with anyhow, and the question is who to give it back from, and one person saying it's mine, and one person saying it's not mine, even though a chayshish that maybe really it's mine, you don't give it, you give it to the person that's saying it's his. And therefore says the Ramban, in a chanami, the tain of the Gemara is answering is la'adam. I'm saying la'adam. I'm saying it's not my shtar. So therefore we're allowed to go ahead, but as long as the malva can't be given with it, the shtar sha'im b'yachrayis, which you can't be given with it, we give it to the malva. But once he could be given with it, then says the Ramban, we're chayshish that maybe what really happened was kasavlos v'ylava, and therefore we don't give it back. So this is the fourth mahalach in the Gemara and what the chashash of this Gemara is. Now, in the Shitas Ri that we brought, Taisus discusses the tzad. And our Taisus, he doesn't bring it down from the Ri, but he discusses the tzad. So Taisus says that even if it's true that we don't tie it for the mezuyif, because mezuyif is maybe like shchiach, but we would tie it in peru amigu de mezuyif. We would tie it in peru amigu de mezuyif. And Taisus says that even though l'chayra, the whole reason why peru is nemon is only with migu de mezuyif, L'chayra, if it's true that you can't tie it for them mezuyif, then L'chayra shouldn't be able to tie it for them perua. But Taisa says, no, it's not true. He brings a Gemara in Bala Basra, and Daf Ayin, and the Moichar Sabayis, that by a Shtar Chayv, that Yitzal Yisayimim, the halacha is, that on the tzad of the Pekodin, wherever there's a Pekodin, where you could tie it in Nentzu, the halacha is, the Nemo to say Echzarti against the Shtar, with a Migu that you could have said Nentzu, Echzarti Migu to Nentzu. So Taisa says, it's L'chayra Mefurish, that you don't tie it for them Nentzu, or else we don't need to come on to Echzarti Migu to Nentzu. Let's make a Tanin Nentzu. Elamai, we don't tie it for them nensu. But nensu is loy shchiach. But afal pikein, we tie it for them achzarti migu de nensu. So you see that even though we can't make a tanidon to Yisayim for one taino, we could make a tanidon on the next taino, even though the next taino is only nemo with a migu of the first taino. and the Ramban in Baba Basra Daf Ayin argues on Taisvis. He says, how could it be such a thing? How could you tell me that you could make a Tanidon on Parati even though you can't tie a Mizuyev? How could you say that you could make a Tanidon on Echzarti even though you can't make tie on Nensu? He says, in my Yisoid Horus, Heich Yiskayim Abinyin, the whole modus of Amigu is because since you can tie this Taino, we can believe you on the next Taino. But if you tell me that the Yisoid is Horus and you can't tie the first Taino, then how could you be believed in the second Taino? And he argues on Taisvis, I ain't showing me the different Shana in the Gemara over there. He knows that the Gemara is talking about you can make a Tanidon on Nensu also, and when he holds it as a there's a tain of shtar chav yadcha by boy against Nensu also, that if it was Nenes by the father, he should have taken back the shtar, ayin sham. And therefore he argues, he says that the whole reason why you can make a tanidon of Echzarti over there is only because we could also make for them a tanidon of Nensu. So Rabbi Chanan and Chedek Beis in Simen Gimel, in the second half of Simen Gimel, in Ois Hei, he asks that L'chayra, what's up shan and taisvis? If the whole memonis of the Av to say Parati is because he has a migu de bezuyif, and L'chayra says to B'chon, what's a lomus of migu? Migu is lomus of migu is ma'al of the shaker. Why did I have to lie and say this taino of Parati? I could have said mezuyif. Why did I have to say Parati? Must be I'm saying the truth. So says to B'chon, a person is not nemon be'etzev to say Parati. The whole reason why he's nemon is only because when he says it, Bezu will know for sure he's saying the truth, because he should have said a different time. But he doesn't have an amonis etzim of Parati, so how could we go and make a tanidon on Parati for the Yisayimim? The Yisayimim don't have that raya. The Av also is not etzim nemon to say Parati negative star. His only nemon is when he says it, he has a raya that he's saying the truth, because Malu the Shaker, he should have said Mizuyah, but if he didn't end up saying it, so there's no raya, so he's not etzim nemon on Parati, so how could we make a tanidon for Yisayimim on Parati without any raya that they're saying the truth? So Rabbi Chanan brings a raya from this, and Reb Shmuel in Kitten Ois Chav Gimel brings from Shimon Shkop also, and brings the same raya, that Mukhrich from here, that Amigo is not just a raya. Amigo is not a raya, Amigo is a Koyach HaTaina. It's a new Svara, and the Svara Amigo is that since I could have won the entire with one Taina, so therefore I have a right to Taina other Tainas, even though Be'etzim they wouldn't be them, and I can still win with them. It's a Koyach that I have to Taina this, to in the entire, to Taina even Taina's weak Tainas, I could also Taina them and still win. So therefore, it's not a birur, and therefore the Av, since he had the migu, he was able to say Parati. So Im Kain, the Yisayim could get that koyach over, and they could also say the taina of Parati. So Rabbi Chanan says that Bechayu Im Kain, we could say very posh it, why the Rabban argues on Taisvis. The Rabban will hold that you can't use the migu of the father. You can't use the koyach of the father. The father didn't have a koyach, but the Rabban will learn that migu is a birur, and therefore you can't use the koyach of the father's taina. Can't use the koyach of the father's taina because the father didn't have a koyach of the taina. The father didn't have a nemonis to say Parati, only if he would say it, he would be nema. But then Rabbi Chanan says, he brings in parentheses from his son that asked on him, that how could you say this pshan the Ramban? If the Ramban holds its beer, then how does Bechlal work for Yisayimim to make a tanidon with Amigu? Even if the Yisayim could taina mezuyif, even if the Yisayim could taina nensu, how can you make a migu? The migu is only when a person comes to the bez and he tainas something, we have a raya saying the truth. The Yisayimim aren't taining anything, they don't know. So how could we go and tain it for them? If you hold that mirror is a beer, then the whole way it works is when you tain it, you're nemon. But before you tain it, you're not nemon. So therefore, how could we go and make a taninim for Yisayim on such a thing? So therefore, it's a chayim muchach that the Rabban also learned like Taisis that it's a koyach ataina and it's not a beer. So Rabbi Chanan explains, he goes further than explains, he says that we're going to have to explain the machaikis Taisir Rabban in a different oifin. We're going to have to explain that it's tali and a machaikis Rishayim in the lomness of taninim. Rashi in Ksubas Pei Vav explains that what's the reason why when someone's gave it from Yisayimim, the Mishnah says, when you gave it from Yisayimim, the halacha is, you have to make a shvua. You have to make a shvua before you gave it. So Rashi explains, the side of the shvua is, but since every single time someone comes to be gave it from someone with a shtar, the halacha is, he can say, shtabali delay praticha. He could be teveya that the malve should make him a shvua, he didn't pay up. He says, I paid up, make me a shvua. Even though it's a shtar, I can still be mechayev the malve to make a shvua. So therefore, it says Rashi, every single time you gave from Yisayimim, Bezdin makes a taninim for the Yisayimim. They say that just like your father could have said, could have tainted the shtabli v'lei praticha, parati, maybe it was parayin, I want you to make a shvua, I want you to make a shvua for me. The Yisayimim also do that. That's the lomdis of the din, of the shvua of Goyve Menichsi Yisayimim. Taisvis, in shvua stafim aleph and aleph, Taisvis argues on Rashi. Taisvis says it can't be that that's the pshat. It can't be that the pshat in the shvua of Yisayimim is because of taninon. Because over there in Ksubis and Peivavitz beforish, now what happens if the father was Meichel from the Shvua? He doesn't have to make a Shvua to him. Afal pikeins beforish that you make a shvua to the yisaimim. And why? Must be, says Tosfos, that the lomdas of the shvua is not because of tanina for the abbas. In this case, the ab didn't have a right to make a taino that you should make a shvua. Must be that the pshat in the shvua is just because it's a new shvua that someone that's going to nichsi yisaimim had to make a shvua. So says Rabbi Chanan, what's the pshat in Rashi? What's the answer to Tosfos' kasha? Says Rabbi Chanan that Rashi holds that the din of taninon doesn't mean that the Yerush is chus taina that the father would have had. It's just a way of talking. We taina for the same any good taina that they could say. Normally, the tainas that they would say would be the tainas that the father that knows would say. The mother speaks that what would be if someone would know the taina, he would taina it. We taina that for the same. It's nothing to do with the koyach that the av had. So therefore, Rashi holds, even if the av happens to be meichel is taina is chus to be tevea shvua, what does that have to do with the same? The same could still be tevea shvua, and therefore we make a taina for them. Tosfos, the Esther Kasha seems to hold that the lumbus of Tanina means that they directly have to use the koyach that the Av B'poyah would have been able to tie. So therefore, says Rabbi Chanan, it could be that the Machlokes Tosfos Ramban is going in this. Tosfos is going l'shitasai, that he holds that the lumbus is yeyurish from the schus that the Av had. Since the Av had a koyach atayin at the Taina Parati, so even though these same don't have their igina, they don't have their own migu, but they could get it from the Av. Mashiach and the Ramban, he learned like Rashi, that the lumbus of Tanina has nothing to do with getting things from the Av. It's just that tainus that people could taino, we taino for the yisayimim. So over here that the yisayimim don't have a migu. If the yisayimim, says the Ramban, wouldn't have a migu then ensu, then of course you wouldn't be able to taino tzartibus, because you would need to have the migu by the yisayimim themselves. It's not a yerusha from the av. It's not a koyach that they get over from the av. So therefore says Rabbi Chanan, l'chayr, that will be, this is what the machlek is taste the Ramban, l'chayr will be tolian. So he said over, for Rabbi Chanan, this chayr raya from Tosfos, and he ends up, who had it from the Ramban, that the lomus of migu is not a beer, it's a koyach taino. And he says over, and he says that the lomus of the machaikis is totally in the machaikis Rashi Tosfos. What's the lomus of taninun? Is the lomus of taninun that you taina what the father could have taina, schus that the father had to taina, you taina for them, or no? It just means what someone could have taina, we taina for the assignment, but it's not something that they got from the father. We have to look what taina that they could say, they would have been able to say had they known. And the etzib chakir of migu, if it's kayach taina or beer, I heard b'shem of Usher, Simcha Maimin, the L'chayetz Buchach all over Shas, and from all the Rishonim, that it has to be that Migu needs both. You need both beer and Kayach HaTayna. We find a lot of places that Rishonim say that Migus don't work because there's no beer, and a lot of times Rishonim say that Migus don't work because of Kayach HaTayna. It seems that in order for a Migu to work, you need to have both. Exactly how to work out this far as the Tzitzis Ramban, Tzarech beer. Now, in Rashi, it tastes pshan and the sugi over here that we're tining mezuyif, and we're worried that even if the person's mekayim it, we're still worried that maybe we have such a strong shash of ziyaf when it's erased in the filah that we're worried that maybe the malva did such a good job being mezayif the shtar that even with kia, maybe they tricked even the eidim themselves, and they'll think it's the ksav yad, and they'll think it's the ksav yad of the eidim, and really it wasn't. So Tosfos asks Im Kain, what's a pshat in Shmuel and after Zayin of Abay, Shmuel says I might shtar knob b'shuk. The halach is he could give it back. As Tosfos, why? How could he give it back? Maybe, and what happened to this chashash of mezuyif? So Tosfos says that Dakabar is talking about that he's not standing there and saying mezuyif. The malva's not here. The leiva's not here. We found the shtar, and the malva comes and says it's his shtar. We don't have a leiva that's saying that it's mezuyif. So therefore, you could go and give it back. So Tosfos explains why aren't we worried that after you give it back and he's going to go be going for the leiva will go and now tiny mezuyif, and now we'll have the same chashash because we have it raised in the filo and the leiva is tiny mezuyif. And the chayyur should be chayshish. So how can we go and give it back? So Tosfos says that no, we don't care. Once we gave it back, right now we don't have a tainus mezuyif lefanenu. And once he gave it back, even shabal yadi beheter. So therefore says Tosfos, we don't care. Doesn't matter if afterwards we have a tainus mezuyif with the reis of the filo. Once it came liyada malva beheter, it's fine. So tzarech bir, l'chayr, what's the svar of this Tosfos? L'chayr, there's a raise of the filo, and at the end of the day, we have a tainus mezuyif here. Why are we not chayshish? What's Tosfos svara? Kivit shabal yadei beheter. So the famous shittas Rambam in Rambam Perek Yuches Aloch Yedal, the last Rambam in Hilchos Gezeilah Ba'Aveido, the Rambam says that we have a loch of shtaris, that you should be lo yachzer, it just means l'chatchila, you shouldn't give it back. What happens if by mistake the person that found it gave it back? He didn't know the loch, he gave it back. So even though we know it fell, and we know that he gave it back, says the Rambam, it's Beseder, the Malva could go and be Goyve. The Rabbit is Masig, and the Rabbit says, no, if we know that it fell, so then who cares if he gave it back already? Right? Even if he gave it back, Shleika Din, the Halacha is that you have the same Chashashas, and you can't be Goyve. He holds that you're not Mechalik between if you gave it back or you didn't give it back. So the Magen Mishnah and the Rajbon Daf Yud Beis and Beis, do they say that where's the Rambam's Makar of the Rambam? It's from the Lashon HaMishnah. The Lashon HaMishnah is Lo Yachzer. It's Mashma. That you can't be given with the Shtar. Lo Yachzer, you should not give it back. It's Mashma. What happens if you gave it back? Mashma says that it would be a good Shtar and you could go be Goyve. I know over there in the Rashi Yud Beis, he has Kashas from the Gemara over there. He's Miyashiv the Kasha. I ain't Shom. Now the Etzim Svar of the Rambam, Shmuel and Gittin, Oyschav Beis, he brings from the Brisker Rav. Look at the Birch Shmuel and Simon Yigimel over here seems to also learn this way. That the Rambam learned that this din of race din of filo, it's not a chashash be'etzem in the momentness of the shtar. That chashash be'etzem that there was a peroin. Chashash be'etzem that it's bezuyev. It's not a real chashash of the shtar. Between the malve and the loyve, we believe the malve, the shtar is still kain betokvoy. The din that you of lo yachzer is a din. It's a chashash. This chashash of race din of filo is just enough. And hilchos hashavas aveda. Someone found the shtar. And hilchos hashavas aveda has to be borer who adre shechicha oisa. You have to be very clear who owned the shtar, who the shtar belonged to. And therefore, says the Briskerov, that if you gave it back already, so now the malva is holding the shtar. Of course, the shtar is a good shtar. The loyve can't say, oh, raised in the field, maybe it was paid up. Raised in the field is just a svar that the person that found the shtar has no right to go and give it back to the malva. He has to go be worried that maybe maybe the shtar is a shtar puzzle. It's just a svar, no, it's a aveda. But it's not a chshash in the gufa shtar. That's a big chiddush. Shout out how it stips with all different gemaras. The gemara says it's a chshash even by teichs manai. That's how the Briskerov learns in the Rambam. Now, Chayra, in Taisvis seems to say a similar din to the Rambam, but Taisvis adds that it has to be with Bol Yadi Beheter. Chayra, the feed of Rambam, it's Chayra clear in the Rambam, and Chayra, the feed of Briskerov Svarta, he's saying in the Rambam, Chayra, you shouldn't need Bol Yadi Beheter. Chayra, Taisvis should hold like the Rambam, that if Taisvis holds to this Svarta, even if he gave it back to Israel, the Halacha should be. Taisvis doesn't have to say a new stuff that over here is talking, since it was Bol Yadi Beheter, even if it came back to Israel, also you should be able to be Goyve. So it seems from Taisvis that he doesn't hold, he argues in the Rambam, and he can't go with this svara of the Brisker Rav. So Chayra, you have to say a different pshat in Taisa. So Chayra, you have to say that this whole din of race and afila, all these svaras, is only when we have a shtar. And it's not, the malva is not holding the shtar. When the malva is holding the shtar biyadai, when we see a shtar biyad a malva, then we're not chishish for all the chshashis that we might be chishish. A shtar that's not biyad a malva is much more subject to chshashis. Once the shtar is biyad a malva, so then we can look at the shtar with the whole cheska shtar, so we're not chishish for all different nuchshashas. So therefore, Taisus holds that, so the Rambam could hold it as far also, this could maybe be the pshat in the Rambam. That even if it's bol yadai be'isser, once he has it be'yadai, the halacha is, we could look at it as a shtar b'yad ha'malve, in the Shar Mishpat, in Simon Samach, hey, he says this far to explain a lot of different halachas in Simon Samach Hei, Sifkat Nzayin, the Shar Mishpat uses this to explain a lot of different problems in our sugyas. We spoke about already the Rashi and Avzayin Amabez. Rashi and Zayin Amabez before that, we had Edim that it was Biyad Amalve. The Allah is, it's Beseda, we could give it back. So he explains with Alpidus Yisoid that the Shtar is a Shtar Biyad Amalve. And there's Rishayim and Avchaf, we'll see, that discuss that with Simonim, as long as we have a beer with Simonim, that it fell for the Malve, you could give it back. And we don't worry about the Reis and Afilo. All these dinim amavur that once we look at the shtar as the shtar that the malv is holding in his hand, so then we don't have all the same chashas that we have when the shtar is not in the malv's hand. So therefore, it could be the Rambam holds as long as he gave it back. So now the shtar is beyond a malv, so we can't use all these chashas against the malv. Now Taisus also could hold like that. Taisus could also hold it as far. He just holds that if he gave the shtar back shalik kedin, we don't look at it as a shtar beyond a malv. We know that the reason why the Malva is holding it is not Kedin, is because we gave it back Shalai Kedin. We say, oh, we know why you're holding the Shtar. You're holding the Shtar because it was just on the floor and someone gave it back to him when he wasn't supposed to. So therefore, we don't look at it as a Shtar beyond Malva. But once Bezdin, the Psak, was to go give it back to him, and now he's holding the Shtar, so therefore, we don't look at it anymore as all the Chashas. And therefore, maybe that's a Pshan Taisvis. The Taisvis says that once the Shtar is both the other, Akaponim Beheter, and he's holding the Shtar, then we're not worried about the fact that the Leiv is tiny Mezuyev and there's a Reis of the Nefil. The Gemara goes on, the Gemara brings a Braisa, not like Shmuel, not like Reb Lazar, that they hold that by Ein Chayiv Moide, the Halacha is, you're allowed to give it back, but Ein Chayiv Moide, Chosim, and the Gemara brings a Raya, that even by Chayiv Moide, the Halacha is, you don't give it back. And the Gemara says that Tiyufta the Rab Lazar b'chado and Tiyufta the Shmuel b'tarti. And the Gemara explains that the reason why Shmuel's, their Blaz is only Bechada, is because the reason why Reb Lezer said the other Chiddush of Chayim Moide is because he said that the Mishnah is by Ein Chayim Moide. So therefore it's one big Kasha. So Tosfos asks, he doesn't understand why it's Chada. Reb Lezer didn't have to say Chayim Moide. So Tosfos says that no, the reason why it's Chada and Reb Lezer is because the etzem halacha that he said that when achayish leproyin knunya is not, wasn't, he didn't say it on his own. He said it because how we learned of pshat in Mishnah. Mashegin Shmuel said it for on his own. You see, Shmuel just made a member of the atzmai. Mashegin Rav Lezer learned it from the Mishnah. So achayim on his kash exactly how Tosfos learned the Gemara. How did Tosfos learn the Gemara? The Gemara seems to say something else than Tosfos. It's possible that once again this Gemara over here is a girsa of Rabbi Yudai Goin. Possibly Tosfos didn't have the girsa and therefore he's saying his own pshat. If you look in the Marsha and Tosfos says a different pshat in the Gemara. The reason why Shmuel is Betarti says that Shmuel is a suffered the Chiddush Rav Lezer. Shmuel, Rav Lezer never said that you're not Chayshish the Peroin. Rav Lezer never said that by Ein Chayim Moide you're not Chayshish the Peroin. Shmuel has another Chiddush. Shmuel after Zayin and Bey says that even by Ein Chayim Moide still you're not Chayshish the Peroin. So that's a special suffered that Shmuel said, and that's the reason why the Gemara says it's Yufta the Shmuel Betarti. But the Ritva and other Shein Arban, they bring from the Ravid that a different pshat, why one's Tarti and one's Chada. He says that Reb Lezer could say that Reb Lezer said pshat in the Mishnah. He could say that the reason why I'm saying that Bechayim Moedu and Achayshish is because the Mishnah is talking about Shtarak Na. The reason why I'm telling you that Bechayim Moedu and Achayshish is because the Mishnah is talking about Shtarak Na. The Braisa that's before us, that we're Chayshish, Bechayim Moedu is because it's talking about Shtarak Lavak Na, like Reb Asi learned. Reb Lezer learned the Mishnah talking about Ein Chayim Moide, and Chayim Moide you mask him is because it's talking about a Shtar Knot. The price that's the first day Chayish v'Chayim Moide, that's talking about a case of a Shtar Delav Knot, and that's why we're worried for Katz Lulis V'Nisim Lava Ad Tishri. Masha'ekid Shmuel with Gufa coming to explain how Shmuel could go with a Baya that doesn't hold that there's a din of Shtar Knot and Shtar Delav Knot. Shmuel says never Kshashu Katz Lulis V'Lava. Because Shmuel's going, the Gemara's trying to say that Shmuel should hold like a bayah, the eid of a chasuv of Zachanoi. So therefore, on Shmuel, it's going to be shver both kashas. He doesn't have this eitzah that he can answer that Ophir of Lezer and the din of our Mishnah is different. The Bryce is talking about Shtar Delavakno, and the Mishnah is talking about Shtar Akno, but Sophia Bayah is no difference.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.